The 2020 political season isn't far away, presidential campaigns notwithstanding. For people thinking about running for city council, school board, or the state legislature in 2020, there is a symposium a week from today at Record Downtown in Bentonville. The Northwest Arkansas Emerging Leaders Political and Government Affairs team of the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring the free half-day event. Two organizers, Ross Phillips, Vice President of Community Development at the Chamber, and John Moran, Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio yesterday to talk about the program. That program will include a panel I'll moderate with legislators Megan Godfrey and Dan Douglas about bipartisan legislation they co-sponsored. John Moran says that panel is a return to something organizers did at the last such event.
This was one of our more popular aspects of the program when we did it 2 years ago. We had Grant Hodges, and who's now the mayor of McGill, who's now the mayor of Fort Smith, who were representatives. They did a bipartisan presentation on the Martin Luther King, Robert E. Lee separation bill several years ago, or earlier that session. And we presented them in that environment, and it was one of them on the surveys we got back from people. That was one of the more important part of the programs that they thought that was how do you present a controversial issue in a bipartisan environment. And that was what we're playing to this time as well. So that issue has, you know, strong feelings on both sides, and you had in this instance, you had Democrats and Republicans coming together to get it passed because Megan sponsored it and Dan co-sponsored it, but there were Republicans and Democrats that were co-sponsors on that legislation as well. So,
this is informational. Well, I wonder if you also hope that it is somewhat cynicism smothering, because so many people can have a very bad attitude towards politics, let alone getting into politics. And I wonder if you're hoping that some of these sessions will show people that you can get in this and not sling mud, or it doesn't have to be as corrosive as you might think.
That is one of the things, underlying things we're trying to highlight here is, you know, however way we've gotten here, we've gotten to the extremes in our legislative environment. And we need to find a way to get back to being more civil in our legislative endeavors. And so this program is designed to that. There is a way to get things done without the name calling and the things that go into the vitriolic political environment we have right now. And so there is a way to get there. And moderate is, you know, become a dirty word, but it shouldn't have to be.
Or compromise.
Or compromise. Yeah. And so this is what we're trying to get to, is folks that can understand each other and work together in a legislative environment. And that's kind of the principles we're trying to push here with this program.
Ross, this is taking place at Record in Bentonville, but you don't have to be from Benton County.
No, you do not. So the program at the core of it is Northwest Arkansas Emerging Leaders. You don't even have to be from Northwest Arkansas. You can be from, you know, anywhere in Arkansas. If you just have an interest in running for political office, this is something that's for you. Or like I said earlier, if you just want to know more, this is something for you to be educated, because it is a young professional program at the core of it as well. And there's that big misconception that young professionals really, they're not informed. So we're trying to raise the curtain and say, hey, we're putting this out there for you guys so you can be informed and you know what's going on in your community and you have the means to get involved.
I imagine there's also the possibility of someone thinking, I might want to run. Then they go and they learn and go, it's not quite the time in my life to do that.
We've heard stories from that coming from the past. You know, people will say, hey, I'm really interested in running. Okay, we tell them about the Ready, Set, Run program that we have. They come, they set through, and then like, this might not be for me. So both ways, whether you think you might be interested, it could stir that passion a little bit more, or whether you think you're interested and you're like, this is not for me. I want to get involved on a local level, but just not in this way, shape, or form.
And we've been doing this program in the off years before an election for several cycles now, going back probably 10 years at least. And we have some alumni that have gone through there that have run for city council, that are on the city council now and are in the legislature. And so we're pretty proud of that. And so we think we're making a difference, and hope we're making a difference, with this program a little bit at a time. And so we encourage people to come out and listen. And if you're not ready to run in the next cycle, you might be ready 4 years from now or whatever the circumstances that cause you to run. We'll hope you start thinking about it seriously.
I mentioned Megan and Godfrey and Dan Douglas on one panel. Who are some of the other folks that are involved?
We have an alumni from the last one, Representative Grant Hodges, who's outgoing from the legislature. He's not running again. He's going to be doing the fundraising for it. One of your content partners, Roby Brock, is going to kick off the program, kind of give the cheerleading speech at the beginning. And Mike Malone with Runway, who's former CEO of Northwest Arkansas Council, is going to be our keynote speaker at lunch to kind of tie it all together, you know, you've learned all these great things, now go out and change the world type of speech. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's what Mike's going to talk about. But so there's some of those areas. And we have presenters on social media, how to mm-hmm. develop a social media strategy. And then also, what else, Ross? On messaging, there's somebody talking about effective messaging.
Effective messaging and communication. I think Krista Kupp with the Mitchell Communications Group will be talking about that.
You know, we just mentioned we have Republican presenters, we have Democratic presenters, we have folks that are on both sides of the spectrum. So that's just to reflect the bipartisan nature that mm-hmm. this program embodies. We don't slant it one way or the other. We have Republicans and Democrats giving information out there about how to run for office.
John Moran is Senior Vice President of Government Affairs at the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce, and Ross Phillips is Vice President of Community Development. The Chamber is sponsoring the Ready, Set, Run program Thursday, August 15th at Record Downtown in Bentonville from 8 to 1. It's free. Lunch will be provided. Registration can be found at NorthwestArkansasEmergingLeaders.com.